Numbers, chapter 25. While Israel stayed in Shittim, the people started to commit sexual immorality with the women of Moab. The women invited the people to the sacrifices for their gods. The people ate and bowed down to their gods. The Israelites attached themselves to the Baal of Peor. The Lord's anger burned against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the heads of the people and impale them before the Lord in broad daylight, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel." Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Each of you must kill any of his men who have attached themselves to the Baal of Peor." Just then, an Israelite man came and brought a Midianite woman to his brothers in the sight of Moses and the entire Israelite community, while the people were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he rose up from the middle of the assembly and took a spear in his hand. He followed the Israelite man into the large tent and ran both of them through, the Israelite man and the woman, right through her belly. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped. Those who died by the plague were 24,000. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the Israelites, because he was very zealous for me among you. So I did not put an end to the Israelites in my zeal. Therefore say, 'Look, I myself will give to him my covenant of peace. He and his descendants after him will have the covenant of a permanent priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made atonement for the Israelites.' The name of the Israelite man who was struck dead with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, son of Salu, a tribal chief of the father's house for the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was struck dead was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, who was a tribal head of a father's house in Midian. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, 'Speak to the Israelites, saying, treat the Midianites as enemies and strike them dead. For they treated you as enemies when they deceived you with their treachery in the incident involving Peor and Cozbi, the daughter of the Midianite tribal chief, their sister, who was struck dead on the day of the plague in the Peor incident.'" Chapter 26. After the plague, the Lord spoke to Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest. He said, "Take a census of the entire Israelite community, 20 years old and up, according to their fathers' houses, all who are of age to serve in Israel's army." Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spoke with them on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. They said, "Take a census of the men 20 years old and up, just as the Lord commanded Moses." These are the Israelites who came out from the land of Egypt. Reuben was Israel's firstborn. The male descendants of Reuben were from Hanok, the Hanokite clan, from Palu, the Paluite clan, from Hezron, the Hezronite clan, from Carmi, the Carmite clan. These were the Reubenite clans. Those who were registered totaled 43,730. The son of Palu was Eliab. The sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These were the same Dathan and Abiram who were chosen leaders of the community who fought against Moses and Aaron, along with the followers of Korah, when they fought against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, when his followers died and when the fire consumed the 250 men. So they became a warning sign. However, the sons of Korah did not die out. The male descendants of Simeon, according to their clans, were from Nemuel, the Nemuelite clan, from Jamin, the Jaminite clan, from Jachin, the Jachinite clan, from Zerah, the Zerahite clan, from Shaul, the Shaulite clan. These Simeonite clans total 2,200. The male descendants of Gad, according to their clans, were from Zephon, the Zephonite clan, from Haggai, the Haggite clan, from Shuni, the Shunite clan, from Ozni, the Oznite clan, from Eri, the Erite clan, from Aradai, the Aradite clan, from Areli, the Arelite clan. These clans of the descendants of Gad who were registered totaled 40,500. Ur and Onan were sons of Judah. Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The male descendants of Judah, according to their clans, were from Shelah, the Shelonite clan, from Perez, the Perizzite clan, from Zerah, the Zerahite clan. The male descendants of Perez were from Hezron, the Hezronite clan, from Hamul, the Hamulite clan. These clans of Judah who were registered totaled 76,500. The male descendants of Issachar, according to their clans, were from Tola, the Tolaite clan, from Pua, the Puite clan, from Jashub, the Jashubite clan, from Shimron, the Shimronite clan. These clans of Issachar who were registered totaled 64,300. The male descendants of Zebulun, according to their clans, were from Sered, the Seredite clan, from Elon, the Elonite clan, from Jehaliel, the Jehalielite clan. These Zebulunite clans who were registered totaled 60,500. The sons of Joseph who established clans were Manasseh and Ephraim. The male descendants of Manasseh were from Maker, the Makerite clan. Maker was the father of Gilead. From Gilead, the Gileadite clan. These were the male descendants of Gilead. From Iezer, the Iezerite clan. From Helek, the Helekite clan. From Azrael, the Azraelite clan. From Shechem, the Shechemite clan. From Shemaida, the Shemaidite clan. And from Hefer, the Heferite clan. Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, only daughters. The names of Zelophehad's daughters were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tizra. These were the clans of Manasseh. Those who were registered totaled 52,700. These were the male descendants of Ephraim according to their clans, from Shuthelah, the Shuthelite clan, from Becher, the Becherite clan, from Tahan, the Tahanite clan. These were the male descendants of Shuthelah, from Aaron, the Aaronite clan. These clans from the descendants of Ephraim, who were registered, totaled 32,500. These were the male descendants of Joseph according to their clans. The male descendants of Benjamin according to their clans were from Bela, the Balaite clan, from Ashbel, the Ashbelite clan, from Hiram, the Hiramite clan, from Shupam, the Shufamite clan, from Hupham, the Hufamite clan. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, from Ard, the Ardite clan, from Naaman, the Naamite clan. These were the male descendants of Benjamin according to their clans. Those who were registered totaled 45,600. These were the male descendants of Dan according to their clans, from Shuham, the Shuhamite clan. These were the clans of Dan according to their clans. All the Shuhamite clans who were registered totaled 64,400. The male descendants of Asher, according to their clans, were from Imnah, the Imnite clan, from Ishvi, the Ishvite clan, from Beriah, the Berite clan, from the male descendants of Beriah, from Heber, the Heberite clan, from Malkiel, the Malkielite clan. The name of Asher's daughter was Sarah. These clans for the descendants of Asher, who were registered, totaled 53,400. The male descendants of Naphtali, according to their clans, were from Jazeel, the Jazeelite clan, from Guni, the Gunite clan, from Jazer, the Jazerite clan, from Shillem, the Shillemite clan. These were the clans of Naphtali according to their clans. Those who were registered totaled 45,400. Those who were registered from the Israelites totaled 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses, "The land is to be divided among these tribes, with the size of the possession for each tribe based on the number of names. For a large tribe, increase its possession. For a smaller tribe, decrease its possession. Each tribe is to be given its inheritance based on the total of those registered. The land must be divided by lot. They will receive their possession according to the names of their fathers' tribes. Their possession is to be divided between the larger and the smaller tribes, as the lots determine. Those who were registered from the Levites according to their clans were from Gershon, the Gershonite clan, from Kohath, the Kohathite clan, from Merari, the Merarite clan. These were the Levite clans, the Libnite clan, the Hebronite clan, the Mahlite clan, the Mushite clan, the Korahite clan. Kohath was the forefather of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, a descendant of Levi, who was born to the Levites in Egypt. For Amram, she bore Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, were born to Aaron. Nadab and Abihu died when they presented unauthorized fire before the Lord. Those who were registered totaled 23,000, every male a month old and up. But they were not registered with the other Israelites, because they were not given a possession among the Israelites. These were the men who were registered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, when they registered the Israelites on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. But among them there was not even one man left from those who had been registered by Moses and Aaron the priest when they registered the Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said about them, "They will surely die in the wilderness." There was not even one man left from them except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.